Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. It's been 3 years since local health officials launched Celebrate One. It's meant to cut Columbus's abnormally high infant mortality rate and help more babies reach their first birthday. Today, Celebrate One launches a new effort aimed specifically at helping homeless pregnant women. It's called Healthy Beginnings at Home. And here to talk about it is Celebrate One Executive Director Erica Clark-Jones. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Explain how this new program works.
We know that a woman who experiences homelessness during her pregnancy or even a shelter stay, it can increase her likelihood of having a preterm birth by 200%. Preterm births are the leading causes, is one of the leading causes of infant mortality in Franklin County.
Do you address the issue that led to their homelessness?
We do have community health workers and a full care model where our maternal child health providers work very closely with housing stability care coordinators, and together they triage the circumstances that led the woman into homelessness. However, it's predicated upon stabilizing the mother first and then working on those issues, which ultimately reduces maternal stress and helps her to have a healthier pregnancy.
There was a previous program called Care Homes, where 10 previously homeless pregnant women found housing. What happened there?
The reason why we expanded the Care Homes model, which was done with the Community Development for All People and CareSource, was because they enrolled 10 women, stabilized them through housing, addressed some of the social and psychosocial needs that they had, and all 10 women delivered babies that were not premature. And our goal is to have every mom deliver a baby 38, 39, or 40 weeks into their pregnancy. And that's considered full term for us. Every mother in the Care Homes pilot delivered full term.
How did the babies do afterward?
So it's my understanding that at least 6 of those babies have celebrated their first birthdays, with 4 more coming soon. Our aim through the Healthy Beginnings at Home program is to really look at birth outcomes of 100 women experiencing homelessness in our community and try to improve their likelihood for positive birth outcomes, healthy babies that all not only live to age 1, but thrive every year beyond.
This morning, you're also releasing the latest numbers on infant mortality for all local women. How much progress have you made?
Since 2012, our infant mortality rate in Franklin County has declined slightly for both white and black babies. We have had a reduction in the infant mortality rate among black babies. It was 15.1 deaths per thousand. Now it's 13.8 deaths per thousand. For white babies, we have exceeded the Healthy People 2020 goal, and the white infant mortality rate is 5.8 deaths per thousand.
I've been talking with Erica Clark-Jones from Celebrate One about their continued efforts to fight infant mortality. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Debbie.